34th annual August Moon Festival here in the city of Quincy. And Philip Chong is here, the president and CEO of Quincy Asian Resources, to tell us all about it. Philip.
Joe.
Here you are in studio, sitting next to me, real life, in person.
And without hair.
What happened to your hair?
I'm 45 years old, and it's very rare for middle-aged men shave their head. Usually they're losing their hair. I have so much hair, and I was like, why not? Just give it a try.
Okay.
Yes.
Just your summer do, basically.
The first time, actually,
first
in my
time?
Life.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I had to do a double take. I said, where's Philip? Oh, it's you. Nice to see you.
Same here. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
This is going to be a fun celebration this year. It's going to be an in-person August Moon,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. So we have moved it to virtual last year.
Right.
And then for the several events, we also moved it to virtual.
Lunar New Year, too.
Lunar New Year, yeah. Our community banquet. Yep. And this year is our 20th anniversary of since we founded. We founded actually right after September 11 in 2001.
Okay.
For Quincy Asian Resources. So
Representative Chan was a key.
Yeah, Representative Chan and other founding board members and all the community leaders is such a foresight in terms of the need. And then right now with the growing population of the immigrants, Asian, and all people of color, so in this beautiful city. So very, very exciting that we can bring this event back with all the support from the city, with our presenting sponsors, Selfco Community Health Center, mm-hmm. And our diamond sponsors. And it's going to be fun, and we want to make sure people be safe.
Right.
If they want to have social distance and being conscious, wearing masks if they feel comfortable. But it's all about fun and then reconnecting.
So August Moon actually started 14 years before Quarry did here in Quincy.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So this is a long-standing celebration in the
yes.
city.
Yes.
Do you know how it initially got started?
It started by the Lutheran Church.
The Wollaston Lutheran?
Wollaston Lutheran Church, yeah. So they are the pioneer. They are the leader that's serving the community, the refugees, the immigrants. And they wanted them to continue the tradition that what they have been doing in their own country.
Okay.
And then they started in the backyard and the parking lot, just gathering. And then eventually, it's like Olympics, right?
Yes.
I was watching the whole history of the evolution of Olympics, how they started very small, to eventually right now, like August Moon.
Right.
Is so big. So. We're very honored to have this opportunity.
Yeah, well, the festival itself, I know, is moved around the city quite a bit. I
yes.
remember it was on Quincy Avenue.
Yes.
It was in downtown
yes.
Quincy. It was indoors, yes. I think, one year
yes.
At President's Place.
Yes.
And now, here you are, you're taking over Coddington Street.
The Coddington Street.
Yeah.
The beautiful Coddington Street,
yeah.
Starting from the Quincy Center, the church.
Yep.
And then all the way to the Quincy High School, all the way to the YMCA, and then before you hit the artery.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So it is a true street festival.
It is going to be big.
Yeah.
Yes.
August 15th, it's from noon to 4 p.m. It
yep.
is full in person. Is it going to be like pre-pandemic, Phil, you know, full-blown August Moon, the whole nine yards?
The whole nine yards.
Okay.
The whole nine yards. So. This year, we re-emphasize the, we want to have the vibe of, you know, enjoy it, having fun. All our volunteers, all our board members, all our team, it's stressful, don't get me wrong.
To put an event like this
yeah,
on?
Put
yeah.
an event like that.
Yeah.
But the rule of thumb is, it's going to be, don't get me wrong, it's going to be imperfect. I'm not looking for perfection.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Right? Like after the last 18 months,
yep.
who cares about the perfection in life, right?
Okay.
It's all about survivalship, all about enjoying the moment. So
yeah.
we're going to enjoy the moment. We're going to bring the portable rock climbing for,
yes.
for kids, adults, even myself. We're going to have the bungee trampoline, bouncy house, all free giveaway ice cream candy. So
free ice cream?
I know. It's yeah. Hopefully the weather. I'm hoping the weather is gonna be nice
yeah.
to us. It's gonna be Sunday, so
There is a rain date the following Sunday, right, August 22nd.
Exactly.
Just in case.
Exactly.
Yeah, but hopefully the weather has changed and then we break out of this rainy pattern we've been
in.
And make it for a nice...
Yeah, hopefully it's not too hot.
Nice. Yeah. Exactly. That's another issue as well. Yeah. What is kind of the whole meaning of August moon?
Yeah. So definitely, I mean, there are different version of stories.
Okay.
But the main focus is the old time. You know, as a farmer, as a family, it's the month of harvest.
Okay.
And it's a celebration of being grateful, having a peaceful, safe year, and then getting the family together in celebration. Yeah.
It's a harvest festival. Right?
Exactly.
It's giving thanks for the bounty.
Yes. Yes.
Both of your harvest and of your loved ones, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a family event. You encourage folks, the families.
Yes.
Down. Yeah.
Bring your family, kids, and it's going to be a lot of good kids activities.
Mm-hmm.
Elders, we have a lot of giveaways.
Okay.
And I'm sure the elders might bypass the rock climbing.
You never know.
I know.
I interviewed a 91-year-old woman who went skydiving the first time recently.
We're not judging. So we have performance, we have line dance, and a fun event.
Yeah. Was it hard to get vendors?
Yes.
It was.
It is
hard.
Yeah. I think right now, because it's the summer, everyone's trying to, you know, take the opportunity and, you know, before the fall, just have lots of events going on across cities and towns and stuff like that. So it's definitely more difficult,
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that it was thought you might not be able to do it even this year, right? Because of the pandemic.
Yeah, we definitely, we have been worrying. But we know that if we being safety cautious and mask again.
Okay.
If you feel more comfortable wearing mask,
mm-hmm.
If you see that, you know, crowd area, please wear a mask and safety cautious, number one. Yeah.
Will there be a vaccination clinic?
Yes.
There will be.
Manette.
Manette's going to be there. Okay.
We're so proud of Manette.
That's great.
They're doing a great job.
They have just been right there from the get-go with this whole thing. Yeah. So, okay, so that's good to know.
If
folks don't have a vaccine yet and are looking for one.
We encourage them.
Okay.
And, of course, we work with the state and the CDC. And the legislators, you heard about the Vaccimillion?
Yes.
Yep. And yesterday they announced the two awardees.
Yes.
And one is from Weymouth.
Yes.
We're very proud of the South Shore people. very happy for them. But so please, I mean, take this opportunity and take a chance and be safe. So we encourage people to do that.
Okay.
And then there's also a vaccination site at the 1509 in the partnership with Manette and QCAP.
Oh, okay.
So at the Learning Center. So please go.
Yep.
At the farmers market every Friday.
Yes.
There's also a vaccination site. And then there's an upcoming one on September. Is the mobile vaccination site. They have different vaccination, including Johnson & Johnson. So.
Okay, mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah. All good to know.
Yes.
We should maybe talk a little bit about how Quarry has responded to the pandemic.
Yes.
And how you're still responding today.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
The most, I guess, visible response was the over 1 million meals that you provided.
Yes.
That's astounding.
It is.
Yeah.
Really, I still kind of like, you know,
did we do that?
Yeah. Did we really do that?
Yeah.
We did. We really, right now it's close to 1.5.
I'm sure.
Yeah. So we're doing more. We definitely have great partner, Selco Community Health Center, sponsor and support us to continue this vision and great initiative to help the elders. Social YMCA, continue that. We support their food pantry, the Germantown food pantry at the neighborhood center. And then actually, one thing that we're working on is a mobile food pantry.
Mm.
So we're working on a plan to really expand the access of how we can help the underserved community access food security.
Yes.
And then we're focusing on plant-based,
healthy
eating, clean energy, actually. We're looking at clean energy as a power source for the mobile food pantry.
Oh, interesting.
I will tell you more, but we're working on that.
Okay.
A lot more great news coming up.
Okay, so, yeah. An electric vehicle or compressed natural gas or something. Okay.
Or you pushing it. Or we pushing it together.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we know that there's a lot of areas that in terms of food desert.
Yeah.
And we know that a lot of our community partners doing great job on food security. So we want to see that how we can help amplify that.
Yeah, that's an important point. Although you call Quincy Asian Resources, you are active in several communities.
Yes.
In the Greater Boston area and in the New York metropolitan area.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes. I think the blessing is people always ask me about, you know, you're going to change your name?
Right.
You know, but I love this city. Mm. And whenever, where we go, when we tell the story about Quincy, people just have that smile on the face.
Is that right?
Have that smile on the face.
Hmm. It started here.
It started here. Yeah. And continue to be here, continue here to be strong.
Of course.
Yeah. And we're doing a lot more youth programs. We have summer youth programs at Quincy and Randolph.
Mm-hmm.
And we serve Asian, white, African American, all people of color. We have close to 100, I would say 120 youth per day going through this program.
Really?
Yep. And part of the program is funded by DCR.
Okay.
By the Baker administration. So elder services, we continue to support the elders in the food stamp in terms of housing, education, social engagement. Adult education for English training and citizenship class, we've been doing great. We have served over 300 something adults throughout the pandemic. Still continue learning about English,
yes.
Focusing on workforce, focusing on social justice areas as well.
Yeah. Are you concerned at all about, I mean, the eviction moratorium is coming to an end this weekend, actually.
I know.
And are you concerned about folks that may be forced out of their homes?
We definitely very, very concerned about that. But we also know that we're living in the great city and great state. We have a lot of partners and legislators to help stop any people that definitely need help and support, pushing for more access for equity, more access for affordable housing. And then affordable housing also, the other term is what's the definition of affordable housing, right? But we definitely living in the states that we have a lot of resources, but how can we bring and distribute these resources timely and effectively to those people? It's one of our mission as
well. It's a big challenge, right?
It's a huge challenge.
And how do you reach those people
exactly.
to connect them to those services?
I think the funniest thing is, for the last 18 months, when people asking, you deliver that 1.5 million meals, that's actually tied to 20 years ago when the founders built this organization. It's all about, it's not, people always think it's what I have, then people would come. It's all about distribution.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you can get your stuff to the client most effectively and timely. People don't remember that sometimes.
Well, I think that was learned through the vaccination efforts, that you have to meet people where they are.
Bring
the clinics
to
where they are. Don't expect we're just going to build it and they will come.
Yes.
You know,
we started in February. Bring the elders to Fenway Park, and then Hine Convention Center, and then we have these pop-up, the pop-up and stuff like that. So, it's, don't get me wrong, it's exhausting, but at the same time, it's in our blood. So, that's part of the Quincy, yes.
Speaking of issues of equity and justice, we talk a little bit about your volunteering on the new mayoral committee to look into issues of diversity, equity, and justice. And why did you volunteer for that?
I think it is important as Asian American myself and immigrants to have this opportunity to voice the people we serve, and even myself and my family and my people. So it's a great opportunity. I know it's controversial because there's a couple of the proposals in terms of how this should be done.
Mm-hmm.
But the silver lining and perspective that I'm looking at that is, we have a very diverse group of people in this community volunteering their time to really starting to kind of like put in the vision and objective and goals what we're trying to accomplish here. We had our first meeting kickoff last month, and then actually second meeting next Thursday. Each of the community member is going to bring their vision, their objectives and goals. Definitely from myself and from the community and clients we serve, we know that language access is critical. We know that the staff representation, the diversity in the municipality level, that's important. But overarching, I think, is critical is about the education, the cross-cultural workforce competency training, and also for the community standpoint, what social justice, what's equity mean? Mm. I think we have to do it in parallel. There's no one solution or one size fit all. Mm-hmm. But I think for our community members, we have to be disciplined in terms of pushing for what we agree and laying these foundation and ground rules here, and then how we can push for making change and continue to support and hear the voice from the community. I think there's a lot of different base we have to cover, but it's a starting point.
Do you think there should be a city department dedicated to diversity, equity, social justice?
I think this is a very interesting question. Personally speaking,
yep.
from when people ask me that questions, I also have observed for the last, I would say the last 10, 15 years, in all sectors, you see a lot of CEO leaders have created that role as mm-hmm. a chief diversity officer.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a great start, but many times, right now we talk about equity, it's about where that power landing. If it's landing for one position, there might be also a questions about the balance. I think from the angle I'm looking at is this community that has a very diverse voices, it could create something. I cannot guarantee what that something would be, whether it will be a more concrete plan in terms of potential department going to look like,
yeah.
or potential initiative going to look like. But I think right now we really need to hear and not just being reactive to do one thing. So I think it's way to see. But I'm definitely very honored, and I will treasure this opportunity to really voice and advocate for our community and our clients.
Yeah. Are the committee meetings public meetings?
So that's also a question that it has brought up.
Oh.
So for the first meeting, it brought up about whether this is a public meeting.
Right.
So we talked about different size, and we also talking about there should be some public hearing. Opportunity for community members and residents and people to voice what their thoughts are. But at the same time, we have to be careful in terms of, you know, having this public meeting without a plan, right? So I think we need to have some basic plan before we decide how this public meeting going to be run,
okay.
and how we're going to react and work on these feedback. I think for the last 18 months, we have seen and heard and attended a lot of these public meetings, which are great.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, what are the action items after that?
Right.
That's this community. I really hope that this community and myself will continue to push for this,
all right.
the discipline in terms of working on that.
The mayor has said he wants a report by the fall, but you kind of see this as a ongoing discussion.
I definitely think
yeah.
that it is a... It's an ongoing effort.
Yeah.
So, but I think by fall we should have some initial in terms of the highlights, the outlines in
like
terms
a working
of,
plan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that look like?
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look for that.
Sure.
One, I mean, you talk about education, and one great way to educate people about different cultures
yes.
is through events like. August
yes.
Moon, right?
Yes.
So let's get back to that.
Oh, sure. Yes.
34th Annual August Moon Festival, Sunday, August 15th, noon to 4 p.m., all along Coddington Street.
Yes.
Free.
Free, all free.
All free, no
yes.
admission charge.
No, never. We never would do that.
Right.
So it's definitely a city event, community event, and all the all people coming, actually, not just Quincy people. It's all people
about
across
how many
towns.
Do you think?
Before the pandemic, it's like 20,000.
20,000.
20,000.
Okay.
So I know, right? What are we hoping for? Do I hope for 20,000?
Be careful what you wish for.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
Logistically, how do folks attend? Where do they park? Where do they get in?
Yes.
Where do they go out?
Yes. We encourage people to take public transportation.
Of course.
And if they need access in terms of parking, there's plenty of parking at the high school area and the YMCA and on the street outside.
Okay.
Definitely close to the street, there's a lot of roads being blocked.
Okay.
So public transportation is something that I highly recommend it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And will there be speeches or?
Yes.
Yes.
So the opening ceremony will be starting at noon.
Okay.
We will have lion dance, and we will have our very generous sponsors to really connecting with the community. And so people definitely can start coming in a little bit before noon.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will start on time. The Boy and Girl Scout will do the Pledge of Allegiance. And we have our tradition lion dance.
Okay.
We're working on the dragon dance, I
all
know.
Right.
And then after that, we have DJs, we have performance on the main stage.
Okay.
And lots of great performance from the community members and groups. And then on the street, we have all the vendors and organizations to really giving them the opportunity, outreach. And of course, throughout has all these great activities.
Yeah. Have fun. That's the biggest thing, right?
You coming?
I'll be there in spirit.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
Having me.
Thanks for coming, Phil. Good to see
Thank you.
Thank you.